Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
I'm like, I never heard of such proof.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
I'm like, I never heard of such proof.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
And good evening, everybody, and welcome Mr. Ron Kelly's show. Just a couple of minutes late, it's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining me. If you're still hanging around and you're waiting around and say, you know what, I'm going to wait because I know Blog Talk is garbage. Blog Talk Radio is horrific. I can't wait to get out of here. Anyway, it's the Ron Kelly's show, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me this evening. And boy, oh boy, I tell you, there's so much going on in the world today, so much going on. And we're going to get to it. We're going to talk all about today. You know, Trump is, what can you say about Trump and, you know, this ridiculous, you know, declaration that he just made that he's going to make Jerusalem into the capital of Israel, which just peed off everybody who is Muslim, everybody in the Muslim world just about. Was it a big mistake or was it a smart move? Plus, you know, Al Franken, the Democratic senator from Minnesota, is resigning, and John Conyers is not running again. But the GOP has Roy Moore, who they're rallying behind, who's been accused of everything under the sun, and he's still there. Plus, killer cop Michael Slager gets 20 years for shooting Walter Scott in the back as he runs away, and a judge sentences him for second-degree murder. Now, you got to remember that first Michael Slager trial in North Carolina was a hung jury, so they couldn't convict him. So this was, you know, this is the result of the government United States government, Department of Justice, keeping their foot on the neck of Michael Slager, and he finally copped to obstruction of justice, denial of justice, I should say, violating the civil rights of Walter Scott. And now the judge has declared that it was second degree murder, and he's been sentenced to 20 years, I should say, in prison, which he probably should do them all. All right, everybody, it's December 7th already. It's a couple weeks before Christmas. If you hope you're out there doing your thing, you got to be careful out there these days because, you know, you hear people say, talk about crime going up during the Christmas holidays. And I just kind of chuckle at that because, you know, in some areas of the country, crime is up all the time, especially especially in the black neighborhood. It's just ridiculous. And, there was a shooting. We just got finished talking about the shooting of the young lady on 20th Street in Newark. And now there's another shooting, just senseless. Just senseless. A 38-year-old, just a senseless, another killing. 38-year-old man. This was yesterday. This wasn't even the one I was talking about. This one that popped up on the system. This was. That's an old one. There was a man who was killed as he got out of his car on Grove Street. Just earlier this week. Just totally ridiculous. You know, they're trying to rob the man. I mean, why do you have to shoot the person? You know, why do you have to shoot the person? It's just totally ridiculous. And everywhere you look, there's people being shot for nothing. Now, this young lady was shot. We talked about her last week. And she was shot for her car. And these idiots are still riding around in the car. So, you know, it's just so sad and tragic how these killings are taking place, primarily in the African-American community, which is just totally unnecessary. I mean, if you're going to rob a person, and I don't advocate robbery, of course, but if you're going to rob somebody, I mean, why do you have to go to that length? Why do you have to take the person's life? You take their property, they get more property, they can get another cell phone, they can get another car. They can, you know, all those things can be replaced, but you can't replace life, you know. And these heathens, for the lack of a better word, killed this man just the other day in front of his kids. And it's I just can't wrap my head around this. He was shot dead in front of his wife and son. This is just a couple days ago. The man's name, he's a father. He was shot and killed in front of his wife, an 8-year-old son in New Jersey, in an apparent robbery. This was late Monday. The man's godfather said that one of the relative's victims, watched from a window while the shooting unfolded inside of a courtyard area on Grove Street in Irvington, which is one of the worst places in the world to walk down or even be caught in. Now, he said the victim parked his car close to an electronic gate when two suspects came in demanding money from him and his wife, and he offered up a cell phone, but the suspect shot him in the head. I mean, come on. Come on. I mean, why are you going to shoot the man in the head for a cell phone? Now, the next-door neighbor, who didn't want to be identified, said that she heard the shots rang out. She came outside. The victim was on the ground with his wife and son hysterically crying over him. Just tragic. Just absolutely tragic that these things happen. Marcos Yupa, a 29-year-old construction worker. He was an immigrant from Ecuador. You know, they should just stay where they are. I think that in some places in the United States of America are not places in Ecuador and some of the more lawless type of areas in this country are safer than it is right here in this country. It's just crazy. We'll get to a little bit more of this later on in the program, everybody. If you don't know what you're listening to, it's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the ronkellyshow.com. The phone number is 646-668-2838. That's 646-668-2838. And you can get up with me on the Ron Kelly Show Facebook page. As a matter of fact, I'll announce some. What I've been trying to do is announce some of the newer members of the Ron Kelly Show Army. Those of you who have more than 5,000 of you or so who have taken part of the Ron Kelly Show and have liked the Facebook page, 5,100 or so. God, it's 10 in. Okay. 5,100 or so folks who have engaged me in the Ron Kelly Show Facebook page. Appreciate you. Thank you so much for joining me this afternoon, or this evening, I should say. 7 o'clock, it's December 7th, 2014. I mean, 17. Jesus. Okay. All right, everybody. Glad to have you here. You can call me once again. The phone number here is 646-668-2838. So Donald Trump keeps a campaign promise. We'll get to more of the justice system, and we'll talk about Lawrence McKinnon, who my pastor talked about a couple weeks ago, Lawrence McKinnon, who was in jail for 31 years. And we'll get to the atrocities of the justice system. We'll talk a little bit about that, more about that a little later on in the program. But right now, it's the Ron Kelly Show, and this portion of the Ron Kelly Show is brought to you by Media Graphics. Go to www.mediagraphics.net. That's www.mediagraphics.net. Smart posters, smart banners, video and digital displays. Now, I've dealt with these folks. They have done work for me, and I'm telling you, their work is absolutely outstanding. So you can get with them. You can email them, as a matter of fact. It's media55@AOL.com. That's media55@AOL.com. Media Graphics. They do an outstanding job. The website is www.mediagraphics.net. Okay, so Donald Trump. Oh, man. You know, I'm still thinking that I'm going to wake up one day, hopefully, and somebody else will be president. I'm still hoping for that, you know, because I just, even after all of this time, after, what is it? He won November 7th. Of 2016, so there's a little over a year ago that he won, and I still have a hard time with saying the words or the phrase President Trump. Now. You know, now here's what happened. Just yesterday, the president declares Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Now, as some of you know, Israel and Palestine have been battling for years over who Jerusalem actually belongs to. Jerusalem, widely believed to be the birthplace of Jesus Christ. Now, Donald Trump and his reasoning, you know, you have to, you know, it's crazy. And I know I'm jumping all over the place here, but as crazy as Donald Trump is, some of his reasoning actually does make a little bit of sense sometimes. You know, the craziest person can sometimes make sense. And what Donald Trump has said about this does make some sense, because what he's saying is that, you know, so many presidents have tried, going all the way back to Carter, Reagan, Bush 1, Clinton, Bush 2, Obama, you know, five or six presidencies. Nick, don't even go as far back as Nixon and Kennedy, where American presidents have tried to intervene and to bring peace to the West Bank and the Gaza Strip, and it hasn't happened. So Trump's his rationalization, if you can call it that, is that there's been so many attempts to quell the violence in between Israel and Palestine, and it just keeps happening. You know, we don't always – I mean, I'm sure there's little skirmishes that go on all the time. Now, we only get to find out about the big brawls that take place and the West Bank and then the Gaza Strip and the other areas on the border of Israel and Palestine. We don't know about the little skirmishes, but we know about the big bashes. And that yesterday, big bashes erupted in the West Bank. A matter of fact, today, it's the Middle East braced for violence over Trump's decision to recognize Israel. I mean, Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. Now, embassies around the world have been on alert because, you know, this is crazy. But his reasoning is that this will bring peace to the Middle East. Now, some of the experts say that because Trump did this, maybe Israel will feel obligated to do something in return, because this is the big deal of Trump declaring the United States the most powerful country in the world, declaring Jerusalem as, or saying that they will recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. You know, there's still a lot to, you know, be done here, and it's going to take years. Trump probably won't even be in office. This will probably be stopped because it's going to take years to build a embassy in Israel, in Jerusalem, rather. You know, where all this is going to be taking place. I'm sure there's going to be bombings and fires and all kinds of other stuff going on to delay or turn back the United States as they try to build a embassy in Jerusalem. You know, so it's uproar, just basically uproar. You know, the U.S. embassy in Jordan. You see, this is very dangerous. But you know, but and I don't want to give Trump any props, but this area has been dangerous for years. And nothing that anybody has been able to do has helped this situation. Nothing. So, you know, while it doesn't make sense, it kind of, in a crazy way, does make some kind of sense. I don't know if I'm making any sense right now, but this is just, you know, I think that Trump is losing it. You know, and speaking of Trump losing it, there are people who are reporting that Trump might be losing it, literally. Now, there's a report out about Trump slurring his speech. I don't follow him like that, but there's a report out about him slurring his speech. Did Trump slur his speech? This is they're saying that his throat was dry. That's what they're saying, that Trump's throat was dry, and that's why he slurred his speech. I mean, the man's 71 years old, and he's lived in the spotlight for years. Everything he's done, and you know, this could be. You know, there's so many different diseases that are being pinned on the president, Parkinson's and all kinds of stuff. From Parkinson's to being tired, this is what's being said. So, yeah, I mean, who knows? But this deal with Israel, you know. What's going to happen with this is going to generate a lot of hate toward Israel, Israelis and Jews, and people already have a problem with Jews being called the chosen people, and you know, and the people, you know, the people of God, you know, walked around with when Jesus walked the earth, and you know, Jerusalem is allegedly the birthplace of Jesus, and this is why the Palestinians and the Israelis are fighting over it, because it's the birthplace, is purported to be the birthplace of Jesus. So that's why there's such a struggle between Israel and Palestine over this. Now, of course, we know that there's going to be a lot of fighting. There's going to be a lot of protests. There's millions and millions and millions and zillions of Muslims in the Middle East, and they're going to be letting Trump have it, and they're going to be protesting as they already are, as they're already doing out here. But we're going to talk. We have a lot more to talk about here. We talk about the Walter Scott the police officer who killed Walter Scott getting his sentence finally, and you know, and a lot of other news, and also. And I want to talk a little bit sometime in the program. I didn't plan for this, but it just came to me. I want to talk a little bit about Roland Martin and his show being canceled and why. So later on in the program, I'll tell you why Roland Martin's show on News One, on TV One, was canceled and a whole lot more. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back with more. This is the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, therkellyshow.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%, and that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Hey, yes.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have the highest homicide offending rate.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC. Your bathroom break is over.
Here we go!
Welcome back. Welcome.
Really?
Now I can do what I planned to do this morning.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Oh, God, everybody. Yes, indeed. Welcome back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. RonKellyShow.com. Get at me on Facebook. It's the Ron Kelly Show. On Twitter, it's R. Kelly Radio. And on Instagram, it's Real R. Kelly One. And people kind of tease me about that Real R. Kelly One. Like, that's my name. I'm not trying to be somebody else. You know, don't get it twisted. Yeah, you know, I just happen to have the same name as the infamous, you know, but the great singer, R. Kelly. We, you know, his name is Robert. And my name is not Robert, so there's a difference. But my mama gave me that name, and I was born just a few minutes before he was. So my claim is my name. All right, everybody, it's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. And we're not going to stay on Thursday. We're going to change from Thursday. Just keep up with me here. We're going to switch from Thursday. I switched to Thursday for a reason, but that reason seems not to be valid reason anymore, so we're going to switch the show back to another day. So just stay with me. I'll keep you posted. I'll tweet about it, or I'll post it on the Ron Kelly Show Facebook page. All right, everybody. So we'll get to Roland Martin, and I don't know why everybody's surprised that the show failed. It wasn't a big surprise to me, and I'm no hater. I love what I do. But anyway. So Michael Slager, the police officer, North Carolina cop who killed Walter Scott, shot him back 5 times, is sentenced today. The white police officer whose video recorded killing of an unarmed black man, Walter Scott, in North Charleston, South Carolina, starkly illustrated the turmoil over racial bias in American policing. He was sentenced today to 20 years in prison after a judge in the case said he viewed the shooting as a murder. Now, the sentence was in the range of the Fed guidelines. And it happened about 7 months after Slager pleaded guilty to violating the civil rights of Walter Scott when he shot and killed him in April of 2015. Now, the case against Slager is one of the few, very few instances where the police officer was actually prosecuted for an on-duty shooting. You know, L. Chris Stewart, who's a lawyer for the Scott family, said that we have to get this type of justice because being police officer is the most powerful job, one of the most powerful jobs in the country, which it is, and it should be respected. Yes, it should. You know, but that doesn't mean you're above the law, and that doesn't mean you can do as you please, quote unquote. Now, the feds wanted life. And I'm sure a lot of folks, you know, in the African-American community wanted life, too. Because they were saying it was second-degree murder. But so Slager's lawyers in the United States Probation Office recommended to the judge to treat the shooting as a voluntary manslaughter charge. Now, but thank God that this judge had some sense. And he did not treat this as a voluntary manslaughter charge. That would have been another crime in itself, to have this case, to have this sentence, for him to get a what would amount to a slap on the wrist with a voluntary manslaughter. It was murder. It was calculated. And, you know, it was carried out. Because the man is running away from you. He can't run that fast to begin with. He's 50 years old. He can't run that fast. I mean, you could have called for backup and you could have caught up with him eventually. The man is only 50. He was running like he was running in slow motion, according to, you know, from what you can see on the video. So it wasn't like he was, you know, it wasn't like he was going to break any, you know, do the 4.44, you know. Just absolutely ridiculous. So anyway, so Mr. Slager is going to be in jail for the next 20 years, possibly. He'll probably do half of that. But this is a victory of sorts. I mean, there's no winners here because the police officer is going to be, his career is ruined and he's going to be in jail. And do I have any sympathy for him? No. But... And Mr. Scott, of course, is not coming back. So, you know, it's funny how this happened in the same week. This happened in the same week that Diamond Reynolds, who's the girlfriend of Philando Castile, who's the baby mama, I should say. She's the baby mama of Philando Castile. And I'm just finding out about that they settled that case with the police officer from St. Anthony. Geronimo Yenes shot and killed Castile while he was sitting in his car. He shot and killed Philando Castile while he was sitting in his car. You know, we'll take a quick break. All right, I'm going to take an unscheduled break. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back with more of this program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. Oh boy, man, this is murder. Yeah, what's going on? Yes, what's going on, brother? Yeah, no, I am, man, this, I got to get out of, Block Talk is like just, you know, this is ridiculous, man. I don't even know if I'm on the air right now, to tell you the truth. I have no idea. So, I really don't. So, I'm going to start looking for another place to air the show between now and next time. But my idea was to promote Real Talk Live before we actually started doing it, promote it, put a day to it, you know. No, I didn't do anything because I hadn't heard from you. So I hadn't done anything. I text you. Yeah, but I wanted to try to promote it first. I wanted to come on today because people might have been looking for us to come on today. So, you know, I didn't want to just not do a show today and have people looking around like, what happened? So, you know, I don't even know if I'm on the air right now, to tell you the truth. So, yeah, because the phone's breaking up. Okay, all right, okay.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.